Ah, after dragging the gang around for an agonizing day, they finally get some sustenance after an involuntary fast. And for good reason, the discovery of the number one Viking city in the world, and you will never believe where it is. The gang actually thinks I brought them here on vacation, but they are about to be in for a rude awakening. There is much more serious business to take care of, and we only have one day.
Now, I can tell you all why I brought you here today.
Why, honey?
Why did I bring you guys here? It's because this is the number one Viking city in the world. Where is it?
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's in Germany.
Yeah, it's in Germany. Okay, and that's what I'm going to show you guys tomorrow. That's the surprise. You don't want to go. Yes. Okay.
We're already here.
Get the bed. Go dust your pants off, shower, jack off, do whatever, and that's it.
Velkommen alle sammen to Schleswig. We are here in Germany actually, but this for most of history has been a part of Denmark, and this is the number one Viking town in the whole world. Not just because there are more Viking themed attractions here than anywhere else in the world, but for the real reason is why I brought you here to this beautiful place. It's a bit chilly, but this is the place of my favorite battle in history, the Battle of Danavikki. It was the late 900s, the Danes were in trouble. King Harald Bluetooth was about to be invaded by the Saxon Holy Roman Emperor Otto, and he was invading and he knew he was outmatched. So Harald Bluetooth calls in the Norwegians and Håkon the Jarl for help. And what they did was the Danes would have camped all their ships and forces in this fjord, waiting for the Saxons to attack, and the Norwegians would have been down there with Håkon the Jarl waiting in the next fjord where we are about to go in history. And we will go there right about now.
Just when the crew thinks it can't get any worse, the weather takes a turn. They are tired, cold, hungry, hungover, and now they're about to be wet the whole day. But that is just a sacrifice I am willing to force them to make.
The Saxons saw that the Norwegians were at the smaller force. They were the smaller military force, so they chose to attack their whole force there. And then, the rest of the story will continue when we get there. So this is where we were coming to. On the other side of the fjord, that's where I said the Danes were going to be waiting. Now here, it would have been filled with thousands and thousands of Norwegians, but a much smaller force than the Danes. So when the Danes were waiting over there, the Saxons saw that the Danes were much larger, so the Saxons would have come marching across these fields in order to attack the Norwegians. So the Norwegians, it was a long, hard battle, but they fought them off, every single one. And by the time the Danes would have been traveling around and coming in here to help, the Norwegians had already won their victory and the Saxons were fleeing. So this is, in my opinion, the best battle of the Viking Age. And we think it was right here and it would have been thousands of people.
Not only is this area where my favorite battle of all time took place, but it was the number two largest town and trading settlement of the whole Viking Age. Now it is called Heitabu in Schleswig-Holstein region of Germany, but all the way up until the 1800s it was a part of Denmark. 1,000 years ago, the Norse called it Heidabir, and it was the gate from continental Europe into the Viking world of Scandinavia, a capital of industry, trade, culture, and even spirituality all the way up until its destruction in the late Viking Age. If all this history isn't enough, we stumble past a very rare tree that was used for magic and spiritual purposes according to the old beliefs.
A very, very special tree that they viewed as sacred in ancient times. Trees with holes in it like that that you can go all the way through. And you could see spirits through those, first of all. But you could also heal a sick child. If a child was sick, they believed you could push it through there and come out the other side, and the child would be healed. It's so cool that we found one of these. It's very rare to find that.
Unfortunately, my uncultured accomplices are not too impressed, and they find more joy in pitting cows and Instagram photos than this groundbreaking history.
Oh, look, a Viking cafe. Can we eat?
Oh, this cafe, very cool. Nope, too much to do today. Very busy day to do.
But fortunately for them, we finally get to spend some time inside at the famous Haithabu Museum. So this museum is not as big as other top museums, but this one is 100% centered around archaeological finds from the Viking Age, making it arguably the best pound-for-pound Norse exhibit in the world. And it has absolutely everything that much larger museums showcase. Everything from tools to jewelry to runestones to weapons, replicas, burials, all these other things to teach us about the spiritual beliefs of the time. Also, an entire room dedicated to foreign traded goods coming from all over Eurasia. Everything that you see here has been dug up from a short radius of this area, showing what a major trading capital Haithabu was in the Viking Age. And of course, to top it all off, one of the best preserved Viking ships from the time. So many of the most famous and iconic finds of the Viking Age, all in this relatively small and inexpensive museum to visit. It is a must-see for any history enthusiast. And on the way out, a fantastic gift shop. Not just filled with children's toys like most museums, but replicas of the archaeological finds and legit books from the top scholars in the field, some of them even rare and difficult to find elsewhere. Alright, the gang looks pretty miserable now, it's about time for lunch, is what a normal person would say, but for us, we push on. Just when the crew thinks they are finally done, we continue the tour, as it gets even colder and windier. We are going to the ancient fortress of Danevik, or Danaviki as it was called in Old Norse. There is something very special about this place. It was a fortified site used in battles spanning over 1,000 years. It was built originally by the Danes as kind of a natural fortress and wall going along the land in the 7th century, and through the Viking Age where it was expanded upon to go over many kilometers to defend against attacks coming from the likes of Emperor Charlemagne, Charles the Fat, Emperor Otto, and many more enemies coming from the south. And it was built and advanced upon all throughout the years up until the 1800s when this was still a part of Denmark. They were always fighting hard against the German kingdoms to maintain advantage with this key strategic area. That is, until the Prussians finally took control of this fortress, and since then it has been largely destroyed. As you can see, the gang is not too interested in all of that, ungrateful peasants. Now they may not realize it with how freezing they are right now, but they are actually lucky we are in the beginning of January here, because if it was the summertime, we would be going on to the Danevik Museum just up the road, but it's closed in winter months, so we are about to get out of the cold and be done with sightseeing for the day. But before we get to our Viking feast, there is one more stop, the grocery store Fick. Yes, that means in German exactly what it sounds like, and this is no ordinary grocery store. Not for that reason, get your minds out of the gutter. No, it's only fitting that the world's best Viking city, even the grocery stores here are Norse-themed. Look at all this. Ships, runes, shields, axes everywhere. Even the supermarket, the gang can't get away from my Viking shenanigans. Then finally, it is time to reward ourselves with dinner out at a nice restaurant. You know how it goes, it's Schleswig, it's all about the Vikings, and this world-famous restaurant is decked out all in Viking gear everywhere you look. Shields, spears, runes, furs, artwork, big wooden fire right in the middle. Feels like a feasting hall fit for a king. Everything you would expect from a Norse dining establishment, and for just 20 euros, it's all you can eat. Buffet style, different items on the menu each day of the week. Today was hamburgers and slow-cooked beef, pork, and duck. Of course, plenty of mead too, and by the way, all drinks served out of the legendary horns. A perfect end to a great day, for me at least. But guys, what I showed you is not even half of what the wonderful Schleswig has to offer. Everywhere you look in this city is Viking themed, rune stones everywhere, place names, signs, pubs, bars, cafes, even bus stops, casinos, and gas stations are all Viking themed. And if you get outside of the town, there are some very beautiful and ancient burial mounds and sacred places that are a must-see. There is nowhere else in the world more proud of its Viking heritage than Schleswig, and very proud that we have the Germans to thank for keeping this beautiful piece of our history alive. That's all for this trip. See you on the next one, Hiking Vikings.